It might be hard to imagine Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman doing anything quietly. Her outsized personality is on display at council meetings, ribbon cuttings, and anywhere where there's a microphone. Yet she is being praised now for her quiet, behind-the-scenes work with other mayors to fight the opening of the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository. Mayor Goodman, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here. I love it here.
You're well known for your quick wit and, if needed, fast talk. You are from New York. So I'm going to give you a for instance. If you're at a conference and you hop on an elevator with another mayor, what do you say to him or her about Yucca Mountain?
What I do when we really do have the floor, 1,200 mayors of cities of 30,000 or more, that's 36 million if my math is correct, people. Mm-hmm. We have passed a resolution every year that I've been back in Washington with the U.S. Conference of Mayors to repurpose, deactivate, do research, take the money, but don't transport this garbage across this country where you think, because the government owns about 80% of Nevada, which is unbelievable, that they can do just what they want. And those who espouse it coming across country think twice, because that accident, as I saw in the paper just yesterday, there was another accident somewhere.
Is it pretty unanimous when they're voting on this kind of thing? Some people must disagree with you.
We have two when they come to the meetings, and we're either in energy meetings or environmental. One in particular from Texas, and of course a former governor, was outspoken. They would take it. And as far as I'm concerned, let Texas have it. But I just saw they built a $72 million high school football stadium. So I wouldn't want to do that to the children that live in Texas. But and then a mayor from one of the cities in Connecticut, and they were very outspoken that it needs to go to Nevada. And I've always spoken about the American Society of Civil Engineers, who has rated the infrastructure in this country at a D-minus level. So to me, any mayor who wants to be honest with his people better take a look at the roads, the tunnels, the bridges in his community, because the accidents can happen. And this one, this milestone was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a shipment to a waste repository failure.
Your predecessor, your husband, Mayor Oscar Goodman, said at one time, this is, must be 15 years ago now, that he would stand in front of more than 15 years ago.
It was 17 years ago. He was elected in 99, and he was going to lie down on the 95 and said, over my dead body will this stuff move through my city.
Do other mayors express it as strongly as that? I mean, is there a coalition of mayors who will go down and fight this as hard as you will?
You know, I think when they become knowledgeable and they do the research and they look at the danger, I mean, this is an ongoing issue for the next 50, 100 years. What's going to happen to this radioactive waste? You cannot keep shipping it and moving it and putting it somewhere. We have lines, we're over water. I mean, the base of the water. We do have earthquakes here. So when you think back to the testing out at the test site, which isn't far away from Yucca during the 50s, the people to the, let's see, that would be the wind blows from southwest to the east. And in Panaca and in adjacent Utah, our former mayor pro tem, Gary Reese, lost half of his senior class, has since died from cancer, from radioactive material and nuclear material. And we have to look and be smarter. We have to spend money. What can we do with it? How can we deactivate it, repurpose it, make it better? And everybody needs to pull on this, because at some point, not in your lifetime or mine, Yucca's going to be full, and so are every other repository. And when you see accidents happen in radioactive centers, such as in Japan, and then you see what's happened to the fish as it comes into those who love to fish in Alaska, and you see the debris still coming from that, this is really stupid on my from where I'm coming from. We really need to put our money into the right things and not about transporting this very, and they lie. I'm a firm believer the government has its issues, and I don't care who's in power. There are lies. When you think of, they were told during the 50s, and they would anybody would a resident would take their children to go watch, and then there'd be this light dust. Don't worry, just take a shower, you'll be fine. Well, the actuality is people got severe cases of cancer. So many died, and it was just right now they send their emissaries out to talk. They've been at City Hall. I've met with them as, or the first time I think I met with representatives from the Department of Energy was in 2012. Maybe late 11. And I said, I know you're the messenger, but I find this outrageous. The government has lied to us before, and we are going to fight tooth and nail to keep this stuff out of here. It's not about the money. And the reality is it's dangerous, and it's dangerous to every state. I have this huge book in front of me, which are some of the maps showing where the transport might be. The DOE has said that they will not advise as to which routes they're taking with this material, when, how often, what time of day. So everybody's vulnerable. Every single, these 36 million, they're just sitting quietly, trusting the government to do the right thing because they're going to send it all to Nevada, and who cares about Nevada? You better think about it.
You talked about sort of the old days when people would watch the above-ground nuclear explosions. When you moved here in the 60s, was it truer back then that people sort of accepted the idea of nuclear radioactivity, that they didn't think there was much danger? And when was the first time you actually put together Yucca and Mountain as something that was potentially dangerous or bad for Las Vegas?
You know, to be perfectly honest, we're relatively newlyweds. You live your life, you're out there, you have a job that you hope to keep. I had a couple of really great jobs, and I, to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't even think about it. Oscar and I'd lived through the Bay of Pigs, and of course we lived through the days of the Kennedy's assassinations. And so there were so many issues with the Cold War. We were thinking of so many other things that seemed sort of dormant, I would say. I probably didn't bring it to the front of my brain. I don't recall either Oscar or me ever having a conversation about it at that time unless something had happened. But it's so close. I worry about all the people, of course, in Southern Nevada and actually the whole state. But where did it come to the forefront in my mind and my thoughts? There were so many other issues. We were so concerned over all these years with problems that the United States was having in other parts of the world. And, you know, I don't really think, probably in 1999 when Oscar became mayor was the first time we ever thought about talking and being proactive in some type of conversation, attitude, meetings, really getting out there and being outspoken. And of course, prior to that, I mean, who cares who we were? He was a criminal attorney, a defense attorney, and I was either working in the hotels or working at the Meadows School. So who cares what they say? They're not coming to you for your opinion on Yucca.
Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman is with us talking about her opposition to the nuclear waste repository at Yucca Mountain. There are efforts to open the mountain to high-level nuclear waste. And, you know, President Barack Obama and Harry Reid fought it for many, many years, endlessly said it was dead. Did you ever think Yucca Mountain would really die and that was really gone?
Oh, no, because everybody wants it out of their backyard, and they will continue to fight it. The reality is they have to understand that this will continue and continue for decades, and they better find a better way to take care of it, because soon we won't be able to hold anymore, and heaven forbid there's an earthquake, or heaven forbid a leach line of water gets out and contaminates those surrounding states from us. I mean, this is really so ignorant and appalling from what I see. And so, you know, it's about truth. I don't know what happened to truth and telling people the truth.
You know, you're not just fighting the federal government. There are people in our own state. Nye County would love to see Yucca Mountain reopen, the jobs it would bring, sort of the economic vitality. There are scientists who believe it would bring thousands of high-paying jobs, and it would sort of improve.
But Joe, right there, do you hear what you said? Three times, money, money, money. Is this what the world has become? Can you buy anything? We've bought elections. You see the disingenuousness of what is being purported to be the truth told to the population. And to me, it isn't about money. Yes, we need jobs, but we've got to get working on it. Let's think about jobs, what this technology is doing. All our bus drivers, when we have automated vehicles, they're losing jobs. They gain skills because they get trained, but you look at a laborer. What's going to happen with all this technology and these robots? It is really planning wisely and not wasting time, energy, and effort to build jobs where they're putting their own people in Nye County in danger. Nye County is a beautiful, beautiful place with great people, but they need to figure out something else to be fighting for. It is not about money. And I'm sorry. I mean, my role is to do what's best for the common good and bringing this junk here. And whose lives may be lost? It's not about money. Life is not about money. And I think about people who've risen to the top of the mountain and made a bundle and then see it dissipate and go away. And you realize what's important is family and truth, and there are other jobs. Close the stinking thing down.
Mayor Goodman, Representative John Chimkus from Illinois is known as the biggest supporter of Yucca Mountain in Congress, and he was on our program recently, and he said this.
We've been in discussion with some individuals from the state of Nevada on things that are important to them, and hopefully that as we move this process forward, people will see, oh, there are some benefits. There's some direct money transfers that will occur. More money will come once the site starts receiving that nuclear fuel. We are in discussions with, believe it or not, people in the state of Nevada who are offering up ideas and suggestions.
Now, he's sort of talking about what you just spoke about. There are people here who see, I guess, an economic benefit. Do you know who these Nevadans are? Have you talked to them?
Of course. I mean, there's some. Dr. Leonard Chrysler. Joan, his wife, who's passed away. I used to play tennis with her. And Leonard, I think, was a general physician. But anyway, he worked out at the test site. And he, every time Congresswoman Titus and former U.S. Senator Richard Bryan and I go out and speak at groups, he's there and talking about how safe it was, and look at him, and he's healthy and he's alive, and God bless him that he is. But everything that you've said that Representative Chimkus has said, and there's no benefit here, money. Let's go ahead and build other things, and let's build the roads, and let's fix up, and let's widen I-15 from Barstow to Las Vegas, and let's go ahead and build better roads going up to Carson City and Nevada and out of state. Stop putting money into a hole in the ground just to sell yourself for dollars. Makes absolutely no sense. And what do you tell your child? Oh, I went ahead and helped this, and your grandchildren. I went ahead and helped nuclear filthy, filthy waste come into our ground in Nye County, all because it was jobs and money. Well, to me, grow up and find other jobs and ways to spend, earn money, and have a life. And Nye County's great, I have to tell you. You've been there often.
You know, Congress passed the bill to create Yucca Mountain in 1987. They called it the Screw Nevada Bill. So it's been 30 years ebbing and flowing in the political currents. It went away for almost a decade with President Obama and Harry Reid. Now it's back. Do you think the federal government can just wait us out? It only has to win just once.
You know that Well, not if I keep pounding and other mayors who are on board keep pounding these U.S. Conference of Mayors, which we do every single year or twice a year, pass these resolutions, because it gets down to the people. And when you see the accidents occur, and whether they're in Canada on a railroad or they're on a bridge that's fallen, all they have to do is think about that. And when it becomes me, I, my, who's involved, it takes on a whole nother look. And the tragedy of life is when things happen somewhere else, you forget about it. When it happens in your own doorstep, then you get involved. And so to me, this is not about money. You can't bribe us. And where it's coming, and I am a registered nonpartisan. Oscar and I came to this state as registered Republicans. We became Democrats to vote for former Senator Richard Bryan when he ran for assembly. And Oscar's last term, we re-registered as nonpartisan, because that's the role of the mayor, is for the common good and everybody. This whole yucca issue is very politicized. It's definitely now back on a Republican push, and it is not in the best interest of the whole.
You know, the mayor's job deals with a lot of things. Potholes, neighborhood redevelopment.
Safety first.
And I've heard you talk passionately about almost all of those topics in the past.
And education.
Education. And you talk passionately about this, but I'm wondering where this fits in terms of your priorities as mayor.
Number one, and no matter where I speak, as I try to sell Nevada, and in particular Las Vegas, nobody will live in a community that isn't safe. This subject touches exactly on that. And most importantly, that's why the dollars that we spend from the city, first and foremost, will always go to being safe. It will secondarily go to health care and education and so on down. But safety, I am always in, have been in with the former Secretary of the Transportation, Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, and trying to get us UWASI money, that's Urban Area Security Funding, where after 9/11, we got enough money to open our fusion center. We have 350,000 visitors come into this community every single week for 43 million tourists. Those are people who don't live here, but they are part of the very lifeblood. Conventions and tourism are the industries of our community. We have to protect those people. We don't have the funding. We dropped to a point 3 years ago where the UWASI funding from the federal government hit zero. We got not one penny. And yet you look at all these crazy people and haters that are out there, that it takes one car, one person to create havoc. We need safety considered first, and this whole stupidity of Yucca Mountain is a piece of safety first.
Carolyn Goodman is the mayor of Las Vegas. We've been talking to her about her fight against the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository. Mayor Goodman, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe. It was fun.